good issue. At least 78 people were killed when a huge vehicle bomb exploded at a busy intersection during the morning rush hour. Scores were wounded. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
It was one of the deadliest attacks in Mogadishu in recent memory. The toll was likely to rise as scores of people were rushed to hospitals. University students were among those killed. Police said the dead also included two Turkish nationals. Officials said the blast targeted a tax collection center during the morning rush hour as Somalia returned to work after its weekend. Images from the scene showed the mangled frames of vehicles and bodies lying on the ground. There's no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A Taliban force today attacked an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gunfire attack happened in mainly Taliban-controlled Helmand province. The insurgents claim they overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The insurgents this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces. In Kunduz province Monday, a U.S. Special Forces member was killed. AP's Ben Thomas has details newly released by the Pentagon.
A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan says Sergeant First Class Michael Goble was with his unit when its members discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons in Kunduz province Monday. Goble was killed and an Afghan service member wounded by an explosion as they were clearing out the cache. The Taliban had claimed it targeted the group with a roadside bomb.
That was AP's Ben Thomas reporting. The intensified pace of Taliban attacks comes despite an on-again, off-again peace process with the United States aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. To stay up to date with all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Turkish court has convicted and sentenced to prison seven journalists